one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this beautiful Monday evening in Rochester, and probably beautiful all over the world. Oh, my father-in-law's in Europe right now, and so I'm sure he's enjoying himself. We're enjoying ourselves here. It's Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, Lancers Wall of Famer, and tonight we're going to have Rhinos coach Bob Lilly returning to the fold with the Rhinos. He'll be back with us on our show, a good friend of our show, and of course Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will be on as well. And it's interesting, you know, Joe, that there's so many different matches on. I watched four different countries yesterday. I watched it: England, Spain, Italy, and France.
And I know which one you like the best.
I don't know.
There's I don't want you to say it, though, because otherwise you'll be biased.
I'm always biased. You know,
yeah.
Well, did you watch the Manchester Derby? Manchester City looked like it could beat anybody. It was incredible. It was a great performance, and I loved every minute of it because I can't stand Manchester United.
that is why. But, you know, I watch Italian soccer, and I watch American soccer, and I appreciate English soccer. They played, I think, probably the best soccer in the world right now because the players they got and because the approach that they got. But I still remember, you know, how soccer really was, started. It was them who started soccer. So a lot of kudos to them. So
that's right.
A lot of kudos to you because you like English soccer.
Well, I was at the FA was founded, the Football Association was founded in London at a pub, one of the pubs in London, and we were there.
That is great.
At that same pub, there's a little plaque where it says the FA was founded at this particular pub in 1869.
You know, soccer is in cycles. And, you know, the countries that every country develops a new system, and then, you know, their system gets copied by other people, by other country, and before you know, their country becomes obsolete. We came up with a catenaccio and, a one championship, okay? And besides that, we scored a lot of goals. We had Del Piero. We had, you know, the players that we got right now, you know, that they don't score many goals, but Del Piero scored a lot of goals. He was with Juventus. And we had a lot of the people, you know, that throughout the years they measured themselves up in the Italian league and by a goal scorer. Now we got Balotelli. And Balotelli, at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to be the player that he can be because he needs a lot of growing up.
He's a young player. I mean, I remember when David Beckham was a young player, and he was the most hated player in England because he got sent off in the World Cup when he was young. But then 4 years later, he redeemed himself. Balotelli is 23 years old. He's still a kid.
Pelé is 17 years old.
Yeah, but that was in 1958. It was a lot different back then. Look at all the players he had around him, though. All the veteran players.
That proves the point. That proves my point. That a player that has scored a lot of goals has to have the support of the other 10 people, 9 people that are on the field besides the goalkeeper. Okay. So, you know, I remember in the Lancer days, I mean, they, you know, the midfielder were the people, you know, the three musketeers, for instance, that you remember who they were, right?
Escos and
Odoi and
Eli Durante.
Those were the people that, you know, they give the ball to Stojanovic, they give the ball to Pedro. Pedro was a midfielder too.
Gian Pedro.
You know, they give
Silva,
to,
Ibrahim Silva, Benedieri.
Exactly. You know, and those were the people that never got the accolades. I guess goalkeepers, they're hero goat. And the forward, they get all the claims if they score goals. If they don't score goals, they become goal too. And if I was an owner of a team, you know, whatever sport, I would do what Charlie Shano did. You know, you give 100%, you get paid. You don't give 100%, you get paid accordingly to how you evaluate it.
They didn't have unions back then, obviously.
Yeah, but if you write a contract to that, look, all these people that, you know, they, and I'm not just talking about soccer right now. I'm talking about football. I'm talking about all the sports, really.
Soccer is football.
soccer is football in the sense, but I'm talking about the American football. And I'm talking about basketball, for instance. I'm talking about hockey. I'm talking about all these guys that they get paid millions and millions of dollars. And at the end of the day, they incur an injury, and they're no longer good for the club. So the club, they still get paid, and the clubs suffer the consequence of them being
not able to
play.
It's up to the players, though, then, in their time off, to rehab themselves and get themselves back in shape. I mean, you know, we have players who get injured, and they're out for a year, and then they come back, and they're just as good. They have to work at it.
Let me tell you, there are people who love the sport, and they want to play. And they do all that is possible to recover and help themselves because they want to play. But there are players that, you know, they get injured, and they just, all they got to do is just say, oh, well, I'm not ready yet. And if you make them play, or if you make, you know, say, well, we need you, and they go play, then it becomes a disaster because they, you know.
Of course, today you have so many players on these teams that, you know, you look at a guy, you look at Chelsea, for example. You got 10 players who could probably come in and replace somebody who's injured. I mean, if Eto'o goes down, you put in Fernando Torres, and you don't lose a step.
But you know what, Andrew? If you sit on the bench and you don't play, you don't have the rhythm to play, you know, 90 minutes. So for all the intent and purpose, there should be somewhere where, you know, players can really play and competitive, even though they're on the bench.
Well,
and they only do it in practice. Okay,
well, practices have
one
to be
enough,
tough,
so.
You know. They have to be
very
anyway, tough.
You know, the point that I'm trying to make is that in order for sports to continue and flourish, not only the players needs to make money, but the organization needs to make money. And in order for the organization to make money, they have to depend on the people like you and I that go and buy the tickets and to, you know, and go attend the game. So outside of that, there's no revenue. Outside of the sponsorship and all that kind of thing.
Well, it's up to it's a business, you know. And that's why, you know, the Rochester Lancers, when Soccer Sam and Chris Wilmot and the whole crew, they do such a great job with their sponsorships. And they get a lot of people coming in. And, of course, the season's starting in just under 2 months' time now, the 16th of November. The Baltimore Blast, the defending champions, will open the season here in Rochester. So get your tickets, 872-KICK, or go to rlancers.com. That's the letter R. Lancers.com. And of course, the new coach Josh Reif, we had on our show last week, we're the first show to have him on, and we're very happy to have him join us last week. And now we're going to have Bob Lilly on this week in just a few minutes to talk about the Rhinos and what's going to happen with the league next year with all the changes. We could see MLS reserve teams. You mentioned, what do players do if they can't play? Well, now this coming year we may see the Montreal Impact playing in the USL. Who knows if they put their reserve team there. There's just, you know, 19 MLS teams, and we could see 1 or 10 or 19 of them in the league next year.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Based upon the experience that we have had with the New England player that came and played for the Rhinos, I just hope that the next year they're going to send better players. And that's one of the questions that we're going to ask Bob Lilly.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, the late Rhino season just around the corner. Well, I say just around the corner. It just ended. But, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. If you want to get season tickets, 454-KICKS, the number to call. There's a special deal going on with the Rhinos and season tickets for next year. If you buy season tickets for next season, up by to next Monday, so by the time the show airs next Monday, the offer will be done. But this week you got a chance to get, if you get two club premium or sideline season ticket purchases, you get a complimentary Broad Street parking pass for the 2014 season. And that saves you a lot of money right there, let me tell you.
Well, let me tell you, my brother and my nephew, they have already renewed, and I also send mine check today, but you know, I don't know whether I'm going to get the free pass or not. But
I don't know if these are new or not. Well, call the Rhinos 454-KICK to get the information. We're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we'll talk more Rhino soccer with the returning head coach of the Rhinos, Bob Lilly, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Fans who buy at least two club, premium, and sideline season tickets by September 30th will receive a complimentary Broad Street lot parking pass for the next season. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, I'm not here there any time at all, Dr. Robert.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni with you. We'll be looking at international soccer and U.S. soccer in the second half of our show tonight. But right now, we're very happy to be joined once again by a great friend of our show. He's been on many times, and he is back in Rochester as the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. And again, you can get your 2014 season tickets on sale now at the Rhinos box office. 454-KICK is the number to call if you want to go down to the stadium itself. That you can do it on that as well, 460 Oak Street, and get your season tickets for 2014. And there'll be another great, exciting Rhino season coming up. And one reason for that is our next guest, Bob Lilly. Bob, thanks for being with us, and welcome back to town.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's good to be back.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, Bob. How's life treating you?
Very well, Joe. Yeah, it's nice to hear from you guys again. I hope everything's going well for you guys.
Well, we're here. We're just dealing with soccer every day, just like you probably have been, even though you have kind of taken life a little bit easier. Tell me this, Bob. Returning to Rochester, actually you saved Pat Ercoli. You know why? Because I heard there was a rumor that he was going to be canned. That's just a joke.
He's good.
I know. That's your sense of humor.
Yeah. But anyway,
no,
Bob,
I've been working with youth teams, and I've enjoyed it. Certainly, it's very rewarding. But I miss the environment, and certainly Rochester to be in that environment again is very exciting to me.
Well, you know, you've been a friend of ours for many, many times. You've been in the opposing side. You've been on our side, but you always had our esteem, and you always conduct yourself in the way that a coach really does. And we are very, very happy at Soccer Kick in the Grass to have you back, not only because you are our friend, but because what you bring back, I think, right now is what the Rhinos really need, a new fervor, a new approach, and, you know, I hope new players that are capable of doing what, you know, that are willing to sacrifice to win.
Yeah, well, certainly, Pat, and I hope to, you know, obviously build the team up again. And, you know, certainly there's some very good players there. We need to bring in some good players and, you know, make a formula that's going to work, because the city deserves to have a winner there. You've always had one there, and hopefully, you know, we will make that happen again.
Bob, in your coaching career, in all the teams that you've been, Montreal, Hershey, Rochester, in the beginning, you always had key players that they really knew the game. Okay, is there your intention to do the same thing? I mean, I know that, you know, there is a certain things that you have to consider pertaining to who you can get, who you can get. But the reality is that in order to rebuild soccer in Rochester, we need to have a winning team.
Yeah, for me, you know, the foundation is very important. And I know the first year, you know, to go in, to bring in a Frankie Sanfilippo and Troy Roberts, Aaron Pitchcole, you know, to have that foundation. Scott Vallow was there for many years, and we had you know, a good foundation and put some very good young players around them. And we're able, you know, that first year, you still had Portland, Montreal, Vancouver in the league. You know, and obviously we won a regular season championship. So, you know, that we have to look at how to build the team stronger and bring some key players and also continue to, you know, develop players and find young players that can step up and help make Rochester a winner.
Well, if we look back at history, there was a time when Rochester was the model of all the franchises that were coming up. You know, we were written about, we were talked about, we had players, and we had a winning, you know, we packed the house many, many times. We beat the MLS team. We won cups. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, the people, the fans, so that should say, including myself, we kind of got spoiled because we were used to going to the stadium and go home with a good attitude because we have won. Okay?
Right.
People talked about the Rochester Rhino. People talk about the achievement that we made. We're dreaming about to go to MLS, okay? And all those things that soccer is the aspiring sport of the passionate people that are here, the immigrants or American people and everything that understand the game. So
right.
In order to bring the those conditions back, I think that, you know, the burden now falls on you guys' shoulder, you and Pat, and of course the ownership, to recognize that, you know, in order to get people at the stadium, you got to have a winning team. Outside of that, people won't come.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true everywhere, but more in Rochester because of all the success of the past. You know, in pro sports, you have to have a winning mentality, a winning culture, or the people aren't going to support at the same level. So, you know, obviously, Pat and I take great pride in being successful, but also, you know, and Pat even more so than me because he was part of all those championships. But certainly my 2 years there, I felt the passion and knew the importance of Rochester always being in the hunt to win championships and to be a model team for the league. You know, and that's a priority for us to put Rochester back at the top. And, you know, that's what we will work towards.
Well, Bob, you know, it's a different dynamic this coming season because we're coming off a season where the Rhinos, for the first time, did not make the playoffs. So obviously, you know, the fans want something to change, and it may not just be the team. I mean, the league itself, I think, is undergoing changes with this new arrangement with MLS. I mean, we don't know if there's going to be, you know, 12 teams in the league next year or 16 teams or 20 teams. We have no idea what's going on. So have you heard anything regarding talks about if there's going to be reserve teams in the USL Pro next year from the MLS, or if there's going to be more arrangements with MLS and existing teams? And what about the Rhinos and New England? Is that something that may continue, do you know, or is that going to change?
I know talks are ongoing. You know, certainly the landscape of soccer in this country has been growing, you know, significantly over the past decade, and that's one of the reasons why there has been a lot of change. You know, certainly we want to continue to improve and grow our relationship with New England. There's other teams in the league, you know, but as a franchise, Pat and I are going to use any resources possible. And if we have an opportunity to work with other MLS teams as well, we're going to be proactive in terms of that. You know, certainly I will know a lot more the landscape as we go forward, and you know, but I know even you know at the league level, those conversations are going on, and you're very astute, recognizing that you know things are constantly changing and evolving, and you know we want to stay ahead of the curve on those things, and make sure we can utilize any opportunities that are there for us to make our franchise stronger and to grow our you know, our organization.
Bob, what are some of the initial things you're going to be doing in your new role as head coach to start planning for next season?
Well, right now, you know, Pat and I are going through the roster. You know, we've gone back and forth, you know, just discussing options for next year, and you know we'll be notifying the players shortly in terms of you know which ones are coming back, which ones that you know some are out of contract, but obviously those with options we have to make those decisions whether we're picking up the option or releasing those players. So you know we're in the process with that, and you know obviously as I get up there, you know, November, December, you know, there's league meetings, a lot of the details and the scheduling, that stuff will be put in place. I hope to have some combines going into the new year, plus there are other combines that we will attend, obviously, you know, to find players and to recruit, find our future. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot that will have to happen between now and the beginning of next season. You know, right now, you know, there's things I am doing already with, you know, with agents and other people in the business trying to get a lay of the land because it's a little different than a couple of years ago when I left. You know, so I have to get up to speed and obviously, you know, there's a lot of communication between Pat and I to make sure that we're in a position, you know, to go forward and to be up to speed when I arrive in early November.
Well, Bob, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you again. We'll probably catch you some places in Rochester, whether it be at the Rhino office or out of the town somewhere. But, of course, you're always welcome to come to the Italian-American Sport Club for the bi-monthly lunch, or every 2 weeks we have the lunches. I'm sure the Italian fans there would certainly love to talk to you about the upcoming season for the Rhinos. So we look forward to having you back, Bob.
I will come and see you guys. I've been there many times, and I always enjoy it when I go. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting with you guys.
That's good. That's great, Bob. And looking forward to seeing you personally. And certainly, in parting, I just want to say, fortify the midfield.
Fortify okay,
the
midfield. Good.
You need to get a general.
Yeah. See, I'm learning it. I'm getting the info I need, and I have to. Obviously investigate as much as I can, and hopefully we put everything right going forward.
Right.
Okay, Bob. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll certainly be talking to you as we go along through the Rhinos off season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bob Lilly, the new head coach of the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, it's Dick Howard and the International Report. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We'll get to that next here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2014. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
We're big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. 248-2650 is the number to go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, fall sports just around the corner if they haven't started already. All your teams out there, monogram your bags, your towels, get your jersey set up at Top Notch Monogramming. Go visit Tony and Michelle. Tell them you heard it on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Of course, all U.S. soccer fans, get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Get ready for that U.S.-Jamaica match on October 11th. Dick, how's it going?
Good. There's nothing you can't monogram in this day and age, Andrew, right? It's
just
amazing.
Sure. Boy, I was all set to talk about the beautiful game and the Manchester Derby, and I'm so happy Manchester City won, but I just happened to be looking on Twitter, and I had no idea what happened in Istanbul yesterday. And I am totally stunned. Beşiktaş and Galatasaray ended in chaos as fans invaded the pitch, throwing chairs, clashing with security. As Galatasaray beat Beşiktaş 2-1,
Drogba scoring twice. Felipe Melo was sent off, and it was just craziness. And I'm stunned that this has happened. I'm sure that Bob Turgut, our Turkish correspondent, was writing all about this on Twitter as well. But boy, it is incredible.
I had no idea. You know, I hadn't seen anything about that. And this, you saw it on a Twitter?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the... Actually, this is on CNN. The CNN site has pictures of this.
It was a league game?
It was a league match, the Istanbul Derby, and it's showing chairs in the air flying, the fans just, you know, on the field, riot police, and
it's
just incredible.
Well, you know, obviously a lot of frustration given that the Galatasaray result against Real Madrid in the Champions League obviously did not go down too well at all.
Boy, but Galatasaray won the match, I guess, when it was abandoned in stoppage time. I guess Felipe Melo, who used to play for Juventus, now plays for Galatasaray, was a violent foul that got him sent off, and that just set the Batsikas fans into a riot. So, just shows.
Yeah, well, there's always that potential, you know, because of the rivalries in Istanbul, and there's no more violent ones than the two teams you've mentioned. Over the years, there have been cases, I know, of incidents at games with Fenerbahce and Besiktas and Galatasaray, of course, the big three in Istanbul.
Absolutely. And compare that to the Manchester Derby, where it was joyous and the celebrations and the fans singing and dancing in the stands as, you know, City won 4-1, and what a performance. Just brilliant goals, just breathtaking goals. Sergio Aguero, both his goals were just outstanding, and United was shell-shocked. But you got to give Wayne Rooney a lot of credit scoring the consolation goal. You never know. Down the road, that consolation goal may make a difference in the final results at the end of the season.
But Andrew, the thing that Wayne Rooney accepted, you know, the lack of intensity in the Manchester United, I was really surprised, because you shouldn't need too much motivation when you're playing against your crosstown rivals. And given that result last year, you know, the big defeat, the 6-1 defeat, I thought, well, they're not going to let that happen. But they were totally outclassed by Manchester City in all aspects of the game, and it could have been a lot worse. But as you say, with a player like Aguero, what a marvelous finisher, isn't he? Just tremendous.
Is that because the new coach, not the players don't want to play for him or something like that?
Well, I don't know, two rookie coaches, but experienced coaches, you know, and Pellegrini, of course, has had a taste of the Buenos Aires derby, you know, with Boca and River Plate. So he's familiar with rivalries, as is David Moyes, of course, with Liverpool and Everton, of course, the big derby game on Merseyside.
There's just so many great matches. Joe and I were talking at the beginning of the show, Dick, that I watched matches from four different countries, and of course Joe was concentrating in Italy. Speaking of derbies, Roma and Lazio was yesterday, and boy, what a match
there
that was.
There were some great rivalries, yeah.
Well, there was a great game. I mean, Totti, you know, Totti is Totti, and now they say that he's it's even better than Del Piero, which, of course, I don't agree with that. but he's a great player.
Surprise, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great player, and he can make things happen, but I think that he took a dive, you know, for the penalty, and, you know, that's the way it goes.
But we talk about Totti, though, Joe. 21 years he has been part of Roma, and he just extended his contract, so he's not going... He's going to be playing for Roma till he's in a wheelchair, probably.
Well, that's
the great thing, guys. We've talked about this before, of loyalty to one club, and I think it's fabulous. You know, you've got this with Francesco Totti, and didn't see the incident, obviously, with regards to the game, but in his career, the fact that he stayed in Rome, I think, says a lot for the player. Obviously, there were times where he was very much sought after by other clubs, but he's remained loyal, which I think is tremendous. In this day and age, when we've seen players just moving, you know, after a period of weeks sometimes.
Well, there was the case with Juventus when they went to Serie B. you know, Buffon and some of the loyal players, they stayed with Juventus. And the other ones, they just abandoned. They went to play in England.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, I think that's a good example, that, Joe. Say, when a club gets demoted, and who wants to stay with the team, and full credit to them for doing that and getting the team back on top again. And certainly one of the teams that we're going to have to look for in the Champions League. Yep.
Well, certainly, Dick, there's a lot of controversy in the league pertaining to all the games, the refereeing, and all the thing. And then, of course, Milan and, you know, they lost the game. And, you know, the coach is still in the good grace. But Balotelli, I don't know what they need to do with the guy to make him, to let him become the player that he really is. Because,
yeah, well, this is the thing, Joe, isn't it? You know, and he, obviously he's frustrated. He's missed his first penalty kick in, what, 21? He's hit the woodwork, and he did score a magnificent goal late in the game, but it wasn't enough, and that was a fabulous result for Napoli.
Yeah, Napoli top of the table with Roma. That's a bit of a surprise. You don't see Milan or Juve top of the table.
I told Andrew before the game, before the show, I told him, you know what, it's only the beginning, okay? And, the team that they don't play in the Champions League, they really have a chance to excel. And, Naples, of course, and Roma's got a good chances, because Naples playing in the UEFA Cup.
They're in the Champions League. They beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1 over
Roma's
week.
Roma's got a good chance, because right now they're playing very, very good. And, you know, if the momentum stays with them, you know, they can pretty well win the league.
I think Napoli have got a tough assignment. That Group F is a group of death, isn't it? Arsenal, Napoli, Borussia Dortmund, and Olympique Marseille. But they certainly started off well, and Rafa Benitez and the fans in Naples, you know, they're tremendous, the support. When we talk about the 12th man, so to speak, I would look at the fans in Naples as being the 12th man for their team, that's for sure.
Well, Dick, one more thing I want to make sure we bring up before. I know you're busy. We want to let you get to your things. But right now going on in Tahiti is the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. And we talked about Tahiti in the Confederations Cup a few months ago and how, you know, they were outclassed, and it was a learning experience. But they are made it through to the knockout stage of the Beach World Cup, being played in their home country. So
you've got
to give the hats off to them.
And who did they beat in Group A?
They beat the United States.
Yeah, which is a tremendous result. The way things are going with the Beach World Cup, and what a great location for a FIFA World Championship, jeez. I think we'd all love to be in Papeete in Tahiti. But anyway, I would look at the situation of, again, Brazil, Russia, the champions, clashing in the final. It would be a tremendous final. I know that Brazil would devastated by the fact, because they have ruled the roost in beach football over the years, but Russia were full value for their victory, and I'm sure that Brazil would love to have another chance to get back at them. But it's great, and it's great when you get teams like the Solomon Islands. You know, they beat the Netherlands 2-0, which is great. Tahiti with their result over the USA and beat the United Arab Emirates. It's just great, but it shows that in sports such as beach football, beach soccer, that you can, you know, with an excellent program, start to get some results on the world stage, and that's certainly been the case.
Certainly has, and Russia has to play Iran in the quarterfinals, and talk about political ramifications of that.
Political lies. It's, you know, but Dick, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about Toronto, the new hire, the new general manager. What is your take?
Well, it's certainly the things that have been happening in Toronto. It's hard to keep tabs on everything. And now with the new general manager coming in from head office, and everybody staying put with regards to the coaching ranks. But another defeat at the weekend, disappointing. You know, that 2-1, the number of odd goal losses this season, if they, you know, I counted them all up, and then not given up late goals or poor goals, they would really be in contention. But that's not been the case, and they're just four wins. I think it's close to 30 games is not good. But Ryan Nelson's still in the job, and hopefully this new addition will result in some quality signings. But they certainly don't have the players at the moment that are going to excite the fans. And the attendance was announced at 12,000, but it was certainly less than that at the weekend.
That's what I heard. It was very poor weather, too. You got to give it a little
bit. It was a miserable day, and that came into contention. But what about misery? What about Paolo Di Canio? Jeez.
I'm glad
that the Rhinos have signed somebody who's a little bit more stable, but with Bob Lilly than Paolo Di Canio, because I still can't get over that gesture in the game, at the end of the game, going out and talking to the fans. You know, I'm still shaking my head over that situation, why he would do that with fans who are really frustrated with the way the team's gone, and he comes out on his own and does what he does.
What did he say?
Well, he just went out to the fans, the visiting fans, and pleaded to them, keep their chin up. He's doing all kinds of gestures to the fans. The fans, of course, are almost wanting to jump onto the field and attack him. But he just faced the fans and apologized and used gestures to the fans. And it was surreal. I've never seen it before in a game where a manager has gone to visiting fans and done that. They've gone to visiting fans and applauded the fans. You often see that. But he just went out and making apologies and wanting the fans to be positive and things will improve. And then, of course, the day after, there's a big bust-up in training, and he gets into a confrontation with some of the senior players. That news gets back to the owners, and suddenly he's out of a job.
Gets the sack, as they say in England. And the rumor is that Roberto Di Matteo might be making the move. So, of course, it's a team that U.S. fans are watching because of Josie Altidore plays for Sunderland.
Right.
Well, Dick, thanks for being with us again. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great, and all the best to Bob Lilly with his new sign. I'm sure he'll do a great job with the Rhinos, and I wish him all the best.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Thank you, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go to New York City and speak with Michael Lewis and get the report on U.S. Soccer, MLS, Red Bulls, Cosmos, and more here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
If you want to be with me, nothing from nothing
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Quickly, before we go to Michael, Joe, you have a special shout-out.
You know, actually, Andrew, I just want to say thanks to all the people that are listening to us tonight. But I also want to say hello to my beautiful daughter, Susan, that she's listened to the show. In Miami.
Yeah. So Mike, you got a listener down in Florida who wants to hear all about what's going on with New York soccer. So you got a tall tale or tall order tonight.
Hopefully no tall tales, though.
I don't think you don't need tall tales right now. I tell you what, you got the Red Bulls leading MLS. You got the Cosmos leading the NASL. You're on top of the world right now.
You know, I'm not used to all this, starting from my days with the Lancers and all the way up through the Metro Stars / Red Bulls. Haven't had too many opportunities to have teams in first place, let alone two of them at the same time. It's very, very gratifying to see that. Ironically, both teams are directed by rookie head coaches. The Red Bulls by Mike Pecky, and Giovanni Savarese guides the fortunes of the New York Cosmos. So
it goes
to show that you don't necessarily always need experience, but saying that, the season isn't over. It's still plenty of games to go for both teams, whether it's the playoffs or the regular season, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think any supporter of either team could argue with the results so far, no matter what happens from here on in.
Well, this is Sunday, Mike. You've got a huge, huge match to cover. It's the top two teams in MLS. The Red Bulls go to Seattle, the CenturyLink Field, in front of probably 50,000-plus fans to take on the Sounders. And, of course, the winner of the Supporter Shield goes into the CONCACAF Champions League. And I could be wrong. I don't think the Red Bulls have ever been in the Champions League, have they?
Well, they actually were in 2009. They because they were a finalist in MLS Cup, and
that's right.
The Columbus Crew won the Supporter Shield that year and the MLS Cup. The Red Bulls were able to get into the preliminary round. They weren't in the competition proper, but they still were in the competition in that preliminary round. But it would, you know, it would definitely be a big deal for them to accomplish that feat. This game, I think the Red Bulls need this game more than Seattle does. Because if I'm not mistaken, Seattle, I think, has a game in hand.
So two games in hand.
A victory would definitely put them in the right direction. And not only that, we're talking potentially home field advantage up through MLS Cup on December 6th or December 7th. So a lot is at stake. A tie, I don't think, would do any team any good. I think both teams need 3 points either way. We'll see what happens.
Well, Mike, you know, the interest in soccer in New York has been increasing. Due to what? Tell us about.
Well, you know, I think just the more fans are getting involved. There, I think the fans out in New York and not and everywhere in the country are more educated, and I think they want to go out and take in the experience. You know, I know HBO had that big thing about Seattle, 50,000 people cramming the stadium, but you've got a lot of little Seattles around MLS where, you know, they're selling out the stadiums and it's a great atmosphere. And I think that's part of it. Slowly but surely, the game is growing. I still think there's room for improvement, particularly here in with the crowds at Red Bull Arena. I'm quite disappointed that they still can't get close to sellout crowds virtually every game, given that we live in an area that has, what, 18 million people. But that's something that the Red Bull hierarchy has got to figure out before the next MLS New York team comes to town in 2015.
That's right, and I'm sure you're hoping, Mike, that the MLS Cup will be in New York. It would certainly make things a little bit easier for you, and it certainly could happen if the Red Bulls can keep winning. But it's going to be tough. But we know that the NASL Championship is going to be in Atlanta, and the Cosmos right now are in first place, and it's a close first place. They're in first place by 1 point, and they're doing it with defense. They're the best defensive team in the league. They haven't scored many goals, but they're not giving up very many.
Well, and that's the bottom line, is to get 3 points. That's the first thing. I mean, people might look at the team and go, wait a minute, now they're coached by a former striker. Shouldn't they have lots of goals? Well, Giovanni Savarese is no dummy. He knows what wins soccer games, and that's good defense. And if you keep the opposition to a reasonable amount of goals or no goals, you've got a pretty decent chance of getting out of there at least with one point, if not with three. You know, it's funny. This past weekend was a top-of-the-table clash between first and second place. Okay, the Cosmos dispatched the Strikers. Well, Cosmos come home, and they host the Tampa Bay Rowdies, who moved into second place, and here comes another top-of-the-table clash. And if the Cosmos can win this week, they will have you know, a solid lead going into their final five games. Saying that, anything could still happen. We've seen teams run the table. We've seen teams collapse, you know, losing 3-4 in a row. But destiny is at their feet, as I like to say. They control their own destiny, and it would be a nice little story if they do make the Soccer Bowl in their first year.
There would be something, and I'm sure it's a nice short trip to Atlanta. You don't have to go across country, so, and it probably could be better weather than New York, but you can't be sure about that. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and we're very happy that, Mike, you're covering first place teams. I know it's exciting for you. It's exciting for us. You know, we're in the state at least, so we wanted to see the New York teams do well. But we'll be following them. We'll see what happens this coming Sunday. The game will be on ESPN. The Seattle Sounders hosting the Red Bull for first place in MLS. So, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure again, gentlemen, and hey, have a good week.
You too, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks
Michael is here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Mike's going to be back in town, hopefully, next weekend as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the
Italian
American Sport Club team that won the U.S. Amateur Cup. We'll have more information on that next week, but the October 4th is the dinner at the Sport Club.
Right.
You can call you, Joe, to get tickets, right?
Exactly.
That number is?
414-5122.
So that's a great dinner at the Sport Club to honor the 50th anniversary, what really started the gears moving for professional soccer in Rochester. So being professional soccer, we want to thank Bob Lilly, the new head coach of the Rhinos, and Greg Stanton with the Rhinos for helping us out with the show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis down in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe?
Buenas noches, Sue.
Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.